ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. ¿Qué tal? Soy Carlos Medina y ya ha pasado una semana desde nuestra última cita. Y por aquí me tienes de vuelta para despedir el finde al ritmo que nos propone Little Steven. Aún no estoy muy seguro de lo que nos espera en el show de esta noche, ya lo iremos viendo. Lo que sí sé es que el pasado 30 de marzo se cumplían 44 años desde que los Ramones ofrecieran su primer concierto. Fue en los locales de ensayo Performance Studio, en Manhattan. Interpretaron 7 canciones ante un público de unas 30 personas, más o menos. Así comenzó su historia y nosotros aprovecharemos este ratito de radio para disfrutar de la banda. Pero antes, si te parece, le damos la bienvenida al que será nuestro maestro de ceremonias. Buenas noches, Stevie. Arrancamos con música. Open My Eyes, Nas, dan comienzo al espectáculo. Buenas noches, familia.
If you are new to our world, not only does garage rock have a direct, specific relationship with the 50s and 60s, but garage culture also celebrates the innovations, the anything is possible spirit, and the unimaginable pure fun of that innocent time. And no one better represents garage culture than our leader, Roger Corman, King of the Bees. And we mean that in a good way. It's his birthday this week, April 5th. Roger Corman is indisputably the godfather of indie filmmakers. Between 1956 and 1970, he directed 50 movies, 8 of which he managed to do in 1 year. And counting his most recent company, he has produced or distributed something like 300 movies. The even more amazing statistic being that probably 280 out of those 300 pictures made money, including his first 100. he managed to live and live well outside the establishment while training an entire new generation of filmmakers in the process. The so-called mainstream would have done well to learn from his skills of preparation, cutting in the camera, pre-lighting, composition, dolly movement, and quick pacing. He gave birth to entire genres like the biker flicks with the Wild Angels, psychedelic drug films like The Trip, post-apocalyptic sci-fi with Death Race 2000, literary horror with his 8 Edgar Allan Poe classics, all but one starring Vincent Price, and let's not forget the most important genre of all, women's prison films like Caged Heat, directed by Jonathan Demme. There wasn't all fun and games. We must mention the very serious Intruder, exploring segregation and racism with a young William Shatner, probably one of the few that didn't make money, since it wasn't fun and games. But his method was to combine action, some humor, some sex, and an occasional social statement or two, make the movies fast and make them cheap. The list of important filmmakers and stars who first worked for him is staggering. He directed Robert Towne's first script. Jack Nicholson appeared in 8 of his films before Easy Rider. Francis Coppola and Peter Bogdanovich were recruited to recut Russian science fiction films, and Peter would rewrite most of The Wild Angels, uncredited. Dennis Hopper shot Second Unit on The Trip, and add Martin Scorsese, Ron Howard, John Sayles, James Cameron, Bruce Dern, Gail Ann Hurd, Peter Fonda, Alan Arkush, Joe Dante, Paul Bartel, and so many others to the list. Unbelievable, right? He believed in the producer as auteur. In other words, he'd work on the script, make sure the guys got plenty of coverage, he'd control the editing, and give the director $1 million at the most, usually a lot less. And he figured if it's done quick enough, they won't have time to screw it up. When you combine that method with his genius for marketing, advertising, and distribution, he always had a winner. He has said, "Art was not something I consciously aspired to create. My job was to be a good craftsman." Well, maybe so, but he made a lot of great films, and only a few of those 300 were any less than entertaining. He has influenced the entire industry, but they still managed to spend $100 million per picture to be as entertaining as he was, at 1/100 of the cost. And by the way, back around 73-74, he began distributing cool films like Fellini's Amarcord, Berkman's Autumn Sonata, Beresford's Breaker Morant, Schlondorf's Tin Drum, Werner Herzog's Fitzcarraldo, and when Ingmar Bergman was told Cries and Whispers would be shown at the drive-in, he laughed and said, "No one ever thought of that one before." Yeah, well, Roger Corman did.
"Well, I'm a king, babe, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Well, I'm a king, babe, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, buzz a while. Well, I'm a king, babe.
landscape. In the films of Roger Corman, a wilderness of murder and mayhem, a battleground of feuding generations and warring planetoids, played by a cast of bikers and monsters, losers and outlaws. To critics in Europe, Corman's films are a desperate cry from the heart of a grotesque fast food culture.
This is Elvis Costello walking down the streets of New York City, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
We'll be right back. started the show with a Naz. Open my eyes, baby. Todd Rundgren at his finest. And for the King of the Bees, I'm a King Bee. From the amazing first album by the Rolling Stones. Cretan Hop just kind of felt right. By the Ramones. Who else? Cool stuff from the Chevelles, Betty Page. Get that from wickedcoolrecords.com. And she was this year's girl of 1953 or so. 56, was it? She was hot, that's all I know. Elvis there, the other Elvis. Cool as it gets.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche el guitarrista de Springsteen quería recordar la figura de Roger Corman, uno de los personajes que influyó notablemente en la propuesta en torno a la que gira el Underground Garage y toda la cultura de garaje. Corman es considerado como el padre del cine independiente en Estados Unidos y esta semana cumplirá 92 años, concretamente el próximo 5 de abril. Roger Corman dirigió unas 50 películas entre 1956 y 1970, 8 de ellas en el mismo año, y ha llegado a producir y distribuir unas 300 películas aproximadamente. Es tal el prestigio y el respeto que se labró Corman fuera del circuito más industrializado del cine, que con él colaboraron directores como Francis Ford Coppola, Martin Scorsese o James Cameron, entre otros. Desde el otro lado de la cámara, Roger Corman influyó mucho en actores como Robert De Niro, Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda o Jack Nicholson, entre otros muchos. En 2009, la Academia de las Artes y las Ciencias Cinematográficas de Hollywood le concedió un Oscar honorífico en reconocimiento de su carrera, y en 2011 se estrenó el documental Corman's World, en el que se recorre su vida y obra. Esta noche le recordaremos y felicitamos por adelantado. Eso sí, el próximo 5 de abril cumplirá 92 años. ¡Feliz cumpleaños, maestro! Dale, Little.
You know, kind listeners, every now and then we like to remind you that we're not all hopped up teenage garbage, as Tony Sirico once called us. But we do occasionally display cultural significance. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Underground Garage proudly presents the Twinkie. We begin with the unheralded genius himself, James Dewar, who started out as a normal delivery boy for the Continental Baking Company that would later change its name to the Hostess Cake Company. One day, April 6th, to be exact, 70-some-odd years ago this week, as he was delivering on his horse-drawn truck, he started thinking to himself, these strawberry shortcake machines remain idle in between strawberry seasons. Why don't we use them for something? Why don't we fill those little shortcakes with a banana filling instead? And as he had this thought, Destiny herself told him to raise his eyes. And there, bigger than life, was a billboard advertising the Twinkle Toe Shoe Company. He saw Twinkle, Twinkly, Twinkie! A banana shortage during World War II forced them to change the filling from banana to vanilla. But by then, fate had made its decision. People love Twinkies. And in 1999, the White House Millennium Council selected Twinkies to be one of the items preserved in the nation's Millennium Time Capsule, representing an object of enduring American symbolism. In other words, it could probably be revisited in 1,000 years and still wouldn't be stale. Today, Hostess produces 500 million Twinkies a year, and the man known for most of his life as Mr. Twinkie, James Dewar, would go to his grave at the age of 88, a lifelong chain smoker who went to bed for 57 straight years with 3 Twinkies and a glass of milk.
Sugar, this is Peter Greenberg with Baron Swiftfield and the Savages, DMZ, Liars. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
What you doing to me?
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
Anything. Roy. Roy, you all right?
Just trying to fire down a 1,000-year-old Twinkie. What do they put in these cigs anyway?
Sugar-enriched flour, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, polysorbate 60, and yellow dye number 5. Just everything a growing boy needs.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace cake. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your.
Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
Started our worship of the Twinkie, R.I.P., with Sugar Sugar. Wilson Pickett's excellent cover. Did you know Jeff Barry wrote that? Yeah, that's why it's cool. Co-wrote it with Andy Kim. Montalemon. George Harrison eating all that French pastry somewhere in the depths of that white album. You can find a Savoy Truffle. Slowly Losing My Mind, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages out of Boston. Their new one is Soul Flowers of Titan. Peter Greenberg from the Liars producing and playing guitar in the band, which is cool. Get it from bloodshotrecords.com. And yeah, we need a little cake, right? We're doing the Twinkie thing. Baby, that's me. And what's cake without some cream? Tales of Brave Ulysses. Oh, we are nothing if not thematic around here. Yeah, Tales of Brave Ulysses from their magnificent second album, Disraeli Gears. We got psychedelic stuff all over the place tonight. If you have your vinyl copy of Disraeli Gears, you should take it out and just stare at the cover during this entire show tonight. It'll put you in the right mood. We'll be right back.
estás escuchando Little Steven's Underground Garage en Rock FM.
Le gusta la gente que madruga. Porque con alguien tiene que tomarse la penúltima.
Esto no me lo puedo creer, ¿eh? Vamos puntualísimos. Esto ocurre una vez cada 10 años.
A El Pirata y su banda pronto se les acabará lo bueno. Mañana, a partir de las 6, están de vuelta con Rock y Diversión en Rock FM. Somos Rock FM.
Solo de un concierto. Sí. Se trata de vivir toda una experiencia. Rock FM te trae a Roger Waters en España. El fundador y alma de Pink Floyd, rodeado de los grandes iconos en la historia de la música. Los cerdos que vuelan, El muro y clásicos que han marcado tu vida. 13 y 14 de abril en Barcelona, 24 y 25 de mayo en Madrid. Un espectáculo de imagen y sonido como nunca has visto antes. Entradas ya a la venta en LiveNation.es, Ticketmaster y El Corte Inglés. Por fin, Roger Waters en nuestro país. Con Rock FM.
Esto es el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. A comienzo del show te comenté que no tenía muy claro la dirección que iba a tomar Little Steven esta noche. Bueno, empieza a quedarme un poquito más claro. Si te digo un nombre, tal vez te quedes igual. James Dewar. A ver, voy a probar con su gran aportación a la cultura estadounidense. Twinkie. Venga, me acerco un poco más. Bonnie, Tigretón, Pantera Rosa, a lo mejor ya empiezas a situarlo. Bueno, en todo caso, el señor James Dewar fue el inventor de un bizcochito llamado Twinkie que iba relleno de crema de plátano. La verdad es que la historia del producto es curiosa. Dewar trabajaba para una empresa de repostería y se dio cuenta que cuando pasaba la temporada de fresas, las máquinas que empleaban para elaborar un postre conocido como shortcake quedaban inutilizadas. Así le surgió la idea de darle uso a esa maquinaria, elaborando un bizcocho relleno de crema de plátano. Esto ocurrió en 1930 y durante la Segunda Guerra Mundial hubo que modificar el producto debido a la escasez de plátano. Para ello, se recurrió a la crema de vainilla, que llegó a hacerse tan popular que acabó desplazando a la propuesta original. En fin, que no hemos tenido Twinkies por aquí, creo, pero vamos, que yo me quedo con las Panteras Rosas. ¿Y tú? Dale, maestro.
April 6th, 1966, a couple of friends from the old folk circuit stop next to each other at an opportune light on the Sunset Strip, got together and formed a group called Buffalo Springfield. Neil Young and Bruce Palmer had left Canada after their group The Minor Birds broke up on account of their lead singer going to jail, their lead singer being Rick James. Yes, that Rick James. Rest in peace, but the man was consistent. They were in L.A. heading to Frisco and decided to look for the infamous address 77 Sunset Strip. When they were spotted by Stephen Stills, who knew Neil Young a little bit, and Richie Furay. They got together with drummer Dewey Martin and started jamming together, took the name of a steamroller parked outside, and a week later were opening for the Birds at the Troubadour. What's amazing to me is how many bands had multiple lead singers in those days. It's hard getting bands to have four instruments, forget about four singers, right? The Beach Boys had four lead singers with an occasional fifth. The Beatles, three lead singers with an occasional fourth. The Birds had four lead singers, although Chris Hillman wouldn't sing until a bit later. Moby Grape had at least four, and Buffalo Springfield had four, and then five when Jimmy Messina replaced Bruce Palmer. Of course, the managers wouldn't let Neil Young sing on the first album because his voice was too weird. But yes, even drummer Dewey Martin sang, and we'll play one of his cool things. But that's why these classic groups were so extraordinary. They were just jam-packed with talent. And of course, that's also why they didn't last too long. Only 2 years and three albums for Buffalo Springfield, and the third record was assembled after they broke up. But they helped create country rock, along with the Birds and Bob Dylan's basement tapes with the band and the Youngbloods. And they were the first band to look like a country rock band. Half cowboy, half Indian. And fashion counted in those days. Aside from solo careers for Neil Young and Steve Stills, the band would give birth to Crosby, Stills and Nash, Poco, Loggins and Messina, Hillman, Souther and Furay, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and would directly influence Jackson Brown, the Eagles, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and Moby Grape. And for myself, a teenage guitar player, Steve Stills had that special magical element only a few guys had. You know, Mike Bloomfield, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck had it, but Steve Stills had it too. His own tone. We'll play three of their lead singers, every other song. Steve Stills first, then Neil Young, then Dewey. What you do and what you do.
answer me slowly now. Questions of a thousand dreams. What you do and what you see. Come on, lover, talk to me.
Demanded sanity trials, accusing the radio of hypnotism, and were left with their insanity in their hands and a hung jury, who threw potato salad at CCNY lecturers on Dadaism, and subsequently presented themselves on the granite steps of the madhouse with shaven heads and harlequin speech of suicide, demanding instantaneous lobotomy.
Dining with another woman.
That woman? Do you know why I sat with her? Because she reminded me of you.
Really?
Of course. That's why I'm sitting here with you. Because you remind me of you. Your eyes, your throat, your lips. Everything about you reminds me of you. Except you. How do you account for that? If she figures that one out, she's good.
Thank you.
This is Roger Corman, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, the cinematographer of radio.
Dream. Yeah.
started our celebration of Buffalo Springfield, who, along with the Byrds and Youngbloods, brought in the next 60s trend, of which there was one every year or two, the beginning of country rock, which we would now morph into outlaw country. We included three of the five lead singers in Buffalo Springfield in the set. Questions, of course, Steve Stills. We threw in a very cool, rare Temptations track, Not an Ordinary Girl. Back to Buffalo Springfield for Neil Young vocal on Mr. Soul. It's getting harder all the time. First Pandora's record in 29 years. Kim Shattuck is singing now. Get it from burgerrecords.com. And Dewey Martin, the fabulous drummer, singing Good Time Boy. Both Good Time Boy and Mr. Soul from Buffalo Springfield again. Their classic second album. One of the great groups of all time. We will be back with the closest thing to sunlight that I'm going to see tonight. Our coolest song of the world this week.
Llegamos posiblemente al momento más especial del Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche, la canción más chula de la semana viene de la mano de la banda de Los Ángeles, Prima Donna. El pasado viernes 30 de marzo, la banda lanzó el single Press Your Luck y esta noche tenemos el gusto y la suerte también de escucharla en el Underground Garage de Little Steven como la canción más chula de la semana. Todo tuyo, Stevie.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Riverside, California, somewhere in L.A. without a river in sight. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Prima Donna. We'll be right back.
The argument is that overemphasis, sex and violence on television will be a deterrent to your child. Why? Because what he sees later on he will do. He will ape the actions of the actor. If this argument has any logic to it, would you rather your kid see a stag movie over King of Kings? I would. I wouldn't mind my kid to kill Christ when he comes back. That's just in that flick, King of Kings, Christ killing.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Thank you. a sudden grace. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
I'm Dick Taylor of The Pretty Things. I'm with Little Steven in his underground garage, and I'm listening to some of the coolest rock sounds ever made.
Is the DJ3000. It plays CDs automatically, and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, that was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Man, that thing's great.
Don't praise the machine.
Looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns.
How's he keep up with the news like that?
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for?
There's a private in my boat, and he wears this instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asks for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and you are happy. That's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will
time that I've been given such a little while, and the things that I must do consist of more than style. There'll be time for you to start all over. This is the time, and this is the time, and it is time, 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 time,
started that set with our cool song of the world this week, Press Your Luck. Yeah, a new one from Prima Donna. The new album is S/T. That must be some kind of millennial code for something. So if you have a 12-year-old at home, ask them. Kevin Preston wrote the lyrics. And Lights Out Levine, the music. Eric Palmquist producing, Kevin and Lights Out, joined by David Field and Aaron Minton. Kevin and Lights Out are the Prima, David and Aaron the Donna. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. What a coincidence. Our coolest song in the world this week, Press Your Luck from Prima Donna.
We turned it into a slightly psychedelic set with the Rolling Stones' In Another Land. The only Bill Wyman vocal I can think of with the Stones. The Stones are very different when Bill Wyman is there. Donovan with Mellow Yellow, talking about the good times, the pretty things, an amazing single, Walking Through My Dreams at Night on the Other Side. Take your pick as to which is the A side and which is more psychedelic. And Love with one of their classics. You set the scene from their classic third album, Forever Changes, 1967. Bruce Botnick producing for Elektra Records. Very cool stuff. And the love will continue with our Freak of the Week. So, lubricate.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Hola, soy Alex Clavero, el francotirarrock. Como cada mañana en El Pirata y su Banda, he vuelto a no dejar títere con cabeza. Pero sin faltar.
Oye, aguar la fiesta, yo creo que se inventó Semana Santa. Yo creo que sí, porque yo vi una procesión.
Sí, sí, sí.
No, es que en Semana Santa es imposible saber el tiempo que va a hacer. Está Roberto Brasero de Hamburgo frío, calor y el resto entretiempo.
Entretiempo
y hay una procesión que la llamamos la pizza. Voy de que sale la iglesia hasta que vuelve a pasar por las cuatro estaciones.
Ah,
es que, por cierto, los pasos pesan muchísimo. Y me dice mi sobrino el otro día, los podían hacer de helio y así a los costaleros no les pesaría nada. Yo luego lo pensé, digo, ya, pues que lo mismo te despistas, se suelta la cuerda, se te pira y se te va el santo al cielo.
Mañana, a las 9:10, estoy de vuelta.
Cada mañana de 6 a 10, rock y diversión en Rock FM con El Pirata y su Banda. Somos Rock FM.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Rock and roll.
is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Taxi.
Los comercios ya no son lo que eran.
Selfie.
La gente ha cambiado. Y aunque hayas soñado con otros lugares, ninguno te conoce como la ciudad que te vio crecer. Por eso, cuando toca celebrar, no hay nada como hacerlo en casa. Rock FM presenta Loquillo. 4 décadas de rock and roll actitud. Celebrando una vida sobre el escenario en su concierto más emotivo y especial. 14 de diciembre en el Palau Sant Jordi de Barcelona. 4 décadas del loco. 4 décadas de rock and roll actitud. Ven y vívelo junto a él. Entradas ya a la venta en loquillo.com.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche, pero antes de desearnos las buenas noches, no podíamos olvidarnos de otro genial artista que el próximo 7 de abril hubiese cumplido 98 años. Me refiero al señor Ravi Shankar. Shankar fue un músico indio nacido en Benares el 7 de abril de 1920, que pasó a la historia como todo un virtuoso del sitar. Aprendió este arte con su maestro Aluddin Khan, con quien estudió durante 6 años. Con 19 ofreció su primer gran recital y ostenta el récord Guinness por la carrera musical internacional más longeva. Una de sus grandes aportaciones fue dar a conocer al mundo occidental la tradición musical clásica de la India. A ello contribuyó enormemente que Ravi Shankar y el Beatle George Harrison se encontraran, dado el interés por el sitar que tenía Harrison. Esto ocurrió en 1965. Es cierto que Shankar ya se había presentado a nivel internacional, primero en la Unión Soviética y en Europa más tarde, pero su buena relación con Harrison le brindó la oportunidad de tocar en directo en el Monterrey Pop Festival del 67 o en Woodstock un par de años más tarde. El señor Shankar nos dejó en 2012 a la edad de 92 años, pero su legado sigue en pie gracias a sus hijas, Nora Jones y Anushka Shankar. Gracias, maestro. Dale, Little.
The Master. Ravi Shankar was born in Kashi, also known as Benares, into a Bengali Brahmin community in the province of Kalia, which is now in Bangladesh. His childhood was filled with music, dance, the arts, and culture. He spent time in Paris with his brother's dance troupe at the age of 10, and it was here he would discover his attraction for Western culture. At 18, he went back to India to study with Baba Ustad Aluddin Khan, the master sitarist. He quickly became known as a master himself and was successful as a composer immediately, writing for Indian ballet and film. In 1966, the most magical year of the cosmic calendar, he would meet George Harrison of the Beatles, and world music would be born. The definition of world music has become confused through the years, but what it originally meant was non-Western local ethnic folk music combined with traditional Western popular music form and structure. George Harrison's use of the sitar and Beatle music, first in Norwegian Wood on their 6th album, Rubber Soul, would make history. He'd learned the basics from a disciple of Ravi Shankar 6 months before George would meet the master and start studying properly. His lessons would lead to Love You Too and his masterpiece Within You Without You. Although Ravi's music would be associated with the 60s consciousness-expanding drug movement and the discovery of Eastern philosophy, the master would always ask his hippie audience to stop smoking while he played, as he stole the show at the Monterey Pop Festival, Woodstock, and a concert for Bangladesh, suggesting one can't take the full ride while high on drugs. In his words, "There is more to it than exciting the senses with virtuosity. My goal has always been to take the audience along with me deep inside, as in meditation, to feel the sweet pain of trying to reach out for the supreme, to bring tears to the eyes, and to feel totally peaceful and cleansed." Our freak of the week, the godfather of world music, the master, Ravi Shankar.
Thank you.
Felt like it was my duty almost to bring it to the West and make them understand the greatness of our music. And that's how I started in 1956, 10 years before I met George, and I was already performing all over Europe. But it was more or less like a classical musician, you know, big halls, 2,000 seats, 2,500 seats. But it was something else when George and we got connected in 66. It was like wildfire, you know. And all the younger generation, they rediscovered me. And it was something which I couldn't believe what was happening. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party. Bonus.
Yeah.
extraordinary Procol Harum there. The Devil Came from Kansas, a cautionary tale, had nothing to do with our beloved freak, of course. The great Ravi Shankar inspired Love You Too and everything George Harrison did of an Indian nature, or Bengali. The only Ravi Shankar vocal I know of, the amazing Tanamana.
Get Radical, Dolly Rott's new single. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. Kelly Ogden and Luis Cabezas wrote it, and John Fields and Luis produced it. Lover Man, the latest from Jimi Hendrix. He just keeps cranking them out. And I hope it never stops. Yeah, Jimmy wrote it, produced it, did it with the Band of Gypsies, Buddy Miles and Billy Cox. The album is Both Sides of the Sky.
And we close with Procol Harum from A Salty Dog, their third rather amazing album in a row. Great Ken Scott engineering, and as usual, Gary Brooker and Keith Reed writing that. Incredible classic. One of the most extraordinary bands in history. Hopefully, we'll be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sooner than later. So there you go. We started with cultural significance, and we ended with it.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, ahora sí que sí toca despedirse a las puertas del Underground Garage hasta el domingo que viene a partir de las 10 de la noche. Yo soy Carlos Medina, espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen show. También espero que hayas disfrutado de unas merecidas vacaciones, si ha sido el caso, pero ya sabes que volvemos a encontrarnos el domingo que viene aquí en el Underground Garage. Hasta entonces, que tengas una fantástica semana. Little, buenas noches. Feliz semana.